This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. After studying the book of Habakkuk for a number of weeks, it's time to ask, what are some takeaway lessons we can apply to our own lives? The Bible speaks truth that is relevant to our situation, even though written 2.5 millennia ago. The 3 short chapters of this prophecy, with changes of the specific nations mentioned, are like reading today's newspaper. It's a reminder that if we don't learn from history, history will repeat itself. The enemy of the church is not over the horizon, as was the case for the nation of Judah. Babylon was becoming a great nation. Though ultimately heading for Israel, they were still just a distant threat. For the church today, the enemy is lurking all around us and infiltrating our ranks. Leaders within the church are being challenged to compromise. Some are letting their guard down, and others have already stumbled into compromise and sin. The lame explanations for their views and actions are incredulous. Unbelievers are watching and ridiculing from the sidelines. There are some prophetic voices being heard, but the authenticity and authority of the church at large is undermined, and the influence it should exert as salt and light is hardly noticeable. As in Habakkuk's day, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted, Habakkuk 1:4. If that sounds too familiar, what are we as Christians to do? I believe we should follow the prophet's example. Seek the Lord for strength to endure, joy to triumph, and compassion to share God's word with all you can.